And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 16th of March, 2009. It's the birthday of the poet Cesar Vallejo, born in Santiago de Chuco, Peru, in 1892. It's the birthday of the novelist Alice Hoffman, New York City, 1952. Grew up on Long Island, raised by a working mother, loved reading Grimm's fairy tales, Ray Bradbury novels, watching fantasy movies. Started writing stories, dividing them into the two categories, fantasy and realism, and it wasn't until she read Gabriel Garcia Marquez's 100 Years of Solitude that she realized, as she said, you could take everyday realities and transform them into something fabulous. She said, Marquez's novel changed everything for me. Her first best-selling novel was At Risk in 1988. And it's the birthday of Maxim Gorky, the Russian writer, born Alexei Maximovich Peshkov, in a city now named Gorky, then called Nizhny Novgorod, in 1868, considered Russia's first proletarian writer. Had a miserable childhood, took up manual labor jobs when he was a teenager, published his first short story at the age of 23, and he signed it Maxim Gorky, Maxim the Bitter. Recorded his miserable childhood in a trilogy of autobiographies, the first of which, My Childhood, came out in 1913. Maxim Gorky was sympathetic to the plight of peasants. He supported an uprising against the Tsar, but he believed in anarchy more than he believed in rule by the people. He was imprisoned by Tsarist authorities, who forced him into exile, where he wrote his first novel, Comrades, in 1907. He was living in the United States at the time. He was living in Italy when he published his masterpiece entitled A Confession in 1908. A pacifist during World War I, he also opposed the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917, criticized the Bolsheviks, who, after they won the revolution, told Gorky to go live abroad. So he spent most of the 1920s in Italy again. Came back to Russia when Stalin was in power to lead the first All-Soviet Congress of Writers. He stayed silent, he went along with Stalin, and so he was rewarded with a comfortable life the last 5 years of his life, and died 1936 under mysterious circumstances, and most scholars now think that he was poisoned at the behest of Stalin himself. Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison, entitled Cold Poem. A cold has put me on the fritz, said Eugene O'Neill. How can I forget certain things? Now I have 13 bottles of red wine where once I had over 1,000. I know where they went, but why should I tell? Every day I feed the dogs and birds. The yard is littered with bones and seed husks. Hearts spend their entire lives in the dark, but the dogs and birds are fond of me. I take a shower frequently, but still women are not drawn to me in large numbers. Perhaps they know I'm happily married, and why exhaust themselves vainly to seduce me. I loaned hundreds of thousands of dollars and was paid back only by 2 Indians. If I had known history, it was never otherwise. This is the song of the cold, when people are themselves but less so. People who haven't listened to my unworded advice. I was once described as immortal, but this didn't include my mother, who recently died. And why go to New York after the asteroid and the floods of polar waters, the crumbling buildings, when you're the only one there in 2050? Come back to Earth, blow your nose, and dwell on the shortness of life. Lift up your dark heart and sing a song about how time drifts past you like the gentlest, almost imperceptible breeze. Cold Poem by Jim Harrison from his collection Saving Daylight, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.